says after the wedding, when a guy makes a wedding, so again, the day of the wedding, for sure, he brings his korban for the avodah zarah. Now, what about the next 30 days when he makes the sheva brachas? He makes his parties after the wedding. So, kol klos yom, the next... his parties, okay, right? 30 days, if kol klos yom, then omalei machmas hilulah, he invites you to his house for a party. Whether he tells you, I'm still celebrating the wedding I made, or then lo omalei machmas hilulah, even if I do not say that this party is because of the wedding that I just made. Still also, it's also to attend such a party, because for sure, the guy still has his thanks about the wedding, and for sure he's going to be oiga there, by the zara there, there's going to be kabonis there, the meat is sitted, zivche mesim.
How about Rabbi
Tataris? What? Mikan vielach, let's go. After 30 days onwards, mikan vielach after the first 30 days, it depends. If he says clearly you're invited to my party that I'm making still to celebrate the wedding we just had, so then it's forbidden to go there, because since he mentions it, he's still going to mention the avodah zarah. But after 30 days passed, now he makes a party and he does not mention to you it's because of the wedding, then it's permissible to go there. At least you would not have this issur considered like eating from the zukhameis.
What about question?
What? See, that's mutti. There's only new issa, not eat with him. But you have to be afraid he's going to serve, there's going to be avoid the zaras there. Just do business is permissible. That's only us for the 3 days, that's all.
Why won't you use the money to go buy?
Yeah. Let's go. Now, let's say afterwards, he keeps on saying, I'm making a party now because of the wedding I made. Ad Amos. Until how long you still have to be afraid he really means what he's saying? 5 years afterwards, 10 years afterwards. Umrah Papa, maybe every anniversary mix, every anniversary they make a party, so celebrating we're married a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years, so maybe every anniversary is also. How long afterwards is it still also? If he says he's doing it because of the wedding. So there's a limit. Umrah Papa says, Atreisa Yachishosa. 1 year, 12 months. That's it. 12 months he'll still think about the wedding. Once 12 months go by, then even though he says it, he does not really mean it, he will not bring kavanas l'avodah zarah there. Omi korah mi'emes, before he makes the wedding, let's say he also makes a pre-party, an engagement party, how much before the wedding also do we think that he's thinking about the wedding with the avodah zarah? Samara papa mishmei derava mechiromi sari biasintin. When they start to make their beer, and they start to put the barley with the hops in the water, that's the first process of making the beer, that's the beginning of preparing for the wedding, and then we think he's thinking about the wedding, and he'll think about the avodah zarah. Rashi says, last one, Sheikhar, Liyem HaMishnah, he's making his beer, Yatsinto, Areva, Shesherim, Vem, Esherim. That's the big pot that you soak, the barley, to make the beer. So the kista, when he starts really to prepare, to make the food for the wedding, then he's thinking about it, and from then on it's also to go to a party by him. First, the question, is it true? Ulabosa Tracy Yaki Shosta Shor, is it true what you're saying? That after 12 months, then even though he mentions the name of the wedding is permissible, I for Rav Yitzchok, Brad Rav Mesharshia, Ikloi Leveyahu Avdikachovim, he once went to a guy's house, to a guy's party, Lebosa Tracy Yaki Shosta. It was after a year, after 12 months that he married off his son, he went to a party they made. Ushmaya the Oidi, and he heard there in the middle of the party they were worshipping the avodah zarah. They were being murdered to the avodah zarah pirush. So right away he left the party. He did not eat anything there. And we see even after a year goes by, a guy still may go and thank his avodah zarah at the party. So why does the Papa say only 12 months and after it's mutter? We see it's possible even after that it's also. So my answer is no. Here's a special case. Shani Reb Yitzchok Rei Derav Misharshio Yodam Choshevu. So it's a question, what does the Gemara mean? Here it's different because he was a great person. He was an Adam Choshevu. So one way to learn is Rashi says, Adam Choshevu, V'samach Mimenu Adikachov V'miyoy, that the guy was very happy with him. Like the head rabbi came to his party. So that made him feel so important, so good, that made him thank his Avodah Zarah. Normally talking, after a year they do not mention the avodah zarah. But if a gavur rabba comes in, then it'll be awesome. That's one way to learn. Other learn is that shani him, that he was machmir upon himself. Since he was an adam chashev, he was machmir, he left. In other words, really, maybe they weren't worshipping the Avodah Zarah. Just he was an Adam Choshev, he was afraid, he left right away. So there's two ways to learn. Right of the Katsiyim. My Katsiyim, what does this mean? On Rav Yudom HaShmuel, Yoyim Shetofso Boi Roimi Malchus. The day that the Romans are conquered, that became the great kingdom. They celebrate that day. So this is the Yom Katsiyim. For the Gemara, that's next one. So say, I've what time you learned Katsiyim, that's one Yom, one holiday. The Yom, and another holiday was the Yom Shetofso Boi Roimi Malchus, the day that the Romans took over the rule. So see, it's two separate Chagim. So my answer is, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Shtei Tzvisei Tzavsa Roimi. There are two different times when Roman conquered that they made parties, they may celebrate because of this. Achas Yimei Kapatria. One was earlier in Kapatria, Malchusa. What was the Queen of Egypt, right? That they took over the Queen of Egypt. The Achas, secondly, Shtei Tzavsa Yimei Yevonim. When they took over the Greeks, when they conquered the Greeks, they made a second party, a second Yom Chag. So there are two Chagim of the days that the Romans took over, conquered.
Did they make a party when they conquered
Israel? We'll soon see. The Chiyosi Rav Gimi Yomar, he said like this, Tlosin v'utrein korvi, 32 wars of the Roimi Bahadi Yavoni. They had 32 wars against the Romans, against the Greeks, they could not conquer them. So the Romans became partners with the Jews. They included the Jews with themselves, and then they were able to win over the Greeks. And this is the conditions they made with the Jews. When the Romans came together with the Jews, they made a condition. They said like this, if we'll appoint a king from us, then Minaychul Hafrachi, the second in charge, the prince, will be from you. The Minaychul Malchia, from you, the Jews, will be the kings, then Minon Hafrachi, from us will be the princess. The Shalchulu Roimi Livoni. So now the Romans, after they made their treaty with the Jews, now they sent a notice to the Greeks and said like this, Ad Idno Avidno Vikirvo. Up until now we're having wars one against another. We're killing out people and nobody's winning. So why kill out? Hashta Nevad Bedino. Let's have discussions. Let's talk it out. And we'll have a talk and see who wins. We'll have a fight of talk. We'll talk it out. Whoever wins the fight discussion will win. So they ask like this. Margalit V'yevan Toiva. If you have a pearl and a expensive stone, a precious stone, which one is a holder for the other one? Which one is the main? Which is the bosses? The holder.
The basis for it.
So Shalchu sent back Margolius Levantoiva. The Margolius of pearl, that's the basis for the Levantoiva. Okay, now, Levantoiva, the Inuch, Anax, what's another type of stone? What they call Anax, they call it. Yeah. Which one is expensive? Which one is more important? That the second one is the basis for it. Seven toiva liinuch. An even toiva precious stone is the basis for the onyx. Now on in inuch the sefer Torah. If you have an onyx or a sefer Torah, which one is the ikur? Ezem yam yasta vasachaveroi inuch le sefer Torah. Interesting between the Romans and the Greeks, they understood this. That the Sefer Torah is the main thing. I don't understand this, but they understood this. That they understood that Inuch, the onyx, should be a bosses holder for the Sefer Torah. And so they said like this, Shalchulu, in Cain, if so, the Romans said, we beat you, the Greeks. Anan Sefer Torah Gabon. We have the Sefer Torah with us right now. The Yisrael Badon and the Jews are with us. So therefore, we win. Much for the Greeks accepted this. So Kofalu Esrim the Shishonin for 26 years they were under the rule of the Romans. The Greeks were under the rules of the Romans. Kamalu Vanaisu. No. Yeah, behind it. So Kofalu Esrim is that's what means here. Well, they were under their rule for Kofrash, you're right, right. Kofrash says right. The Romans ruled over the Yavonim for 26 years. Komalu Bemnaisu Bahadi Yisrael. So I'm not sure you read this.
Yeah.
Rashi said, no, like this. Here comes. The Yisrael Badon, Kofulu, period. Yes, we start. Kofulu, Rashi says, Remu Yvonim. So because of this argument, the Romans ruled over the Greeks. Now, Eskrim Meshishonim, for the next 26 years, Kaimalu Biamanasaya Biadi Yisrael. The treaty lasted. The treaty. Some of these. The last one we had was Chesim Abayz. That the Kana said, "Kishachol Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, when he got sick, about near the bottom, Shochle Rabbi Omar Lono Shnayim Megimul Dvorim Shemat Lono Meshum Avicham. Say over two or three things. Omlu, he said like this: that Meyo Shmoinim Shana, 180 years, Koydim Shenekrof Habayis before the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav. That's the time that Poshto Malchus Harishal Yisrael. That's the time when the Romans took over." Ruled over even the Jews. So that's what's Magaya Tawa Gemara Daf Tes. That he holds it was 180 years, and that's all, and not more. For Sunganes, it should be another 30 years. So the Gemara then goes on that Teishonim Ach Achle Chorvabayez goes to Tumalat Amim, the Akhlit Chukas, we saw this. Mem Shon Achle Chorvabayez goes to Sanhedrin. The last 40 years, Sanhedrin left the place. The Yoshvalo Bechanus. Rashi says Chanus is another place on the Harabayez. They just moved out of the Lishkas Hagozes, their place, they went to another place. So the first big line. The my Hilchos, what's the difference that they moved? Some of Yitzhak Dimi Lema Shwadon Dina Kenosis. They did not pass in Dina Kenosis. The Gemara comes out, that's not true. The Gemara teaches us that as long as there are Samuchim, people that have Samicha, you could pass in Dina Kenosis, even though they're not in the Lishkas Hagozes. And that was the Maisel Jibu, the Ben Babu we had, that he went to teach five Talmidim. That they should have smicha, even though it was against the Romans. And the Romans came, they caught him they killed. And the Gemara says, he told the Tamidim, run away. And he says, he is lost, he is caught already. So, says, I'm like a stone that can't move. His Omer was said, so they shot through him 300 arrows, shell barrels of men of metal, the man is bound like a thief. But Akoponim, he left over Tamidim that had Smicha, and therefore Dina Knossos we could still have. So what's the importance that the Sanhedrin left their place 40 years before the Churban Abayis? So the Marim says, we're holding three lines from the bottom, Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Loitaymu, do not say Dina Knossos, that what was missing was Dina Knossos, but rather Elish Ladon Dina Nefoshos. They did not want to paskin anymore, dinei nefoshes. And we'll soon see in the halacha is that Bezdin, even though you only need a Bezdin of 23 in each city to paskin dinei nefoshes, but that's only on the condition that you have the Sanhedrin HaGadolah in its makom, in the Lishkas HaGozes. If they would move out of their place, then no place could be paskin dinei nefoshes. So they moved from their place in order that it should not be a psak on dinei nefoshes. Why? Gemara says, my timer, Kivon the Chazi, the Nefishalu Reitzchim, there are abundance of murderers, and Vlayaf Lila Maiden, they did not have enough time, there was such a long list, to give them the right judgment. So Lemaiden, they couldn't pass them anymore, it was too hard, too difficult, they didn't have enough time. Ezarma, they said like this, Mutav Niglai Mimokam, Lemokam, it's better that we should move from place to place, Kihechid Loi Lechaivu. That the other Bezdin, any place, does not have a right to pass Kandina Nefoshes. The Sanhedrin HaGdela saw that there were so many murderers that they would not be able to give the right judgment. Therefore, they moved out of their Mokom into the Chanus. And therefore, the Pasuk says, V'yosisa api adavar shiagidu l'cho min ha-mokom ahu. It has to be from that place. The Sanhedrin has to be in its place in order that it should be able to be a psak of Dina Nefoshes. Again, even though any Bezdin of Chav Gimel, any place could paskin Dina Nefoshes, but it's only if you have the Bezdin HaGadol, the Min HaMokim in that place. Malama, the Pasuk comes to teach us, Shehamokim Gurim, that we have to have the Sanhedrin in that Mokim. Rashi says, HaMokim Gurim, L'chayiv HaNidun, V'yemeinam Shom, if the Sanhedrin is not there, Lo Yedainu, they cannot paskin. V'haikura B'dina Nefoshes Koi, That's the significance of 40 years before the Churban, the Sanhedrin left their Mokum, that there was no more Sokim on Dina Nefoshes. So far we came out, it says 180 years before the Churban Abayis, that's when Malchus Rome spread over. So Mor's question, is it true what you're saying? You only have 180 years before the Churban Abayis and not more? The Tony Rabbi Yossi, for Rebbe, he learned like this, that Malchus